Thank you for listening to Servants for Christ. In all that we do and all that we say, we want to give glory and honor to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Thank you for tuning us in as we get into the wonderful Word of God. For the next few minutes, let's take the beautiful Word of God and share it with each and every one of you as we have a sense of anticipation to take the Word of God and to listen to its truth for each and every one. Chapter 6 tonight, Daniel chapter 6, verses 10 through 24, as we begin to look at the wonderful Word of God, the demonstration of trust. Believers can trust God in all of their circumstances. And so, we begin to look and see how that trust is exhibited. One of the benefits of walking with God for many years as a man of God is seeing firsthand how that the Lord can be trusted and that the Bible is right about everything. I did not say that wrong. God can be trusted and the Bible is right about everything. The Bible is right about money. It's right about sex. It's right about marriage. It's right about leadership. It's right about relationships and so much more. And so long-term believers who live by God's principles, they see them validated again and again and again and again. And so, as we get into the wonderful Word of God in just a moment, we look and we begin to realize that Nathan Hale, a great American patriot during the Revolutionary War, he was captured, he was hung by British soldiers, and his famous final words were, "I only regret that I have but one life to lose for my country," unquote. He was willing to die for his nation and his freedom, and during the final days of World War II, it was apparent that the Japanese were fighting a losing battle, but yet many of their pilots were kamikazes, willingly flying suicide missions. There's a great honor in dying for a cause, but the pilots were willing to die for glory. Not long ago, a mother in Philadelphia went back into a burning building to rescue her children that were trapped inside. After saving two, she died in the flames, trying to save the other two, and the mother was willing to die for her children. Here, in Daniel chapter 6, we find a man that would rather die than to give up his prayer time with God. The law or the petition was signed or forbid praying to anyone but the king. Daniel would have a problem with this for sure, but he was not going to pray to any man. He's faced with a conflict between man's law and God's law, and he chooses to follow the Lord no matter what the cost. The man who stands the straightest in the presence of sin bows the lowest before the presence of God. And so Daniel's devotion to God made him to fight before an evil law. And he was one of many in the Bible that were devoted to the Lord in the face of death. And so we look at God's hand in the dream of Daniel chapter 6, because here, Darius appoints Daniel as one of the kingdom's three top administrators. Daniel's envious enemies unsuccessfully attempt to find something in his life that can be used against him. They finally conclude that he can only be trapped by his religious life. And so Darius is tricked into signing a decree that imposes the death penalty upon anyone who prays to any god except the king for 30 days. Now, I'm going to talk about two things that I'm going to be talking about. Daniel's faithfulness that's tested, which is a picture of being steadfast in daily prayer in verses 10 down to verse 15. In other words, he's a holy man. He's a fearless prophet. And even though that he knows about the decree, Daniel continues his usual three times a day prayers to God. It doesn't matter. And then we're going to talk about Daniel's loyalty to the Lord that's rewarded, because we see a picture of God's power to deliver his people in verses 16 all the way down to verse 28. We see not only a holy man, in verses 10 through 15. But we see a heavenly band in verses 16 down to verse 28. With great sorrow, Darius gives orders for Daniel to be arrested and thrown into the lion's den. He returns home to spend a sleepless night. Early the next morning, hoping against hope, Darius cries out to Daniel in the lion's den, "Was God able to save you?" God shut the lion's mouth. Overjoyed, Darius orders Daniel, who doesn't even have a scratch, removed from the lion's den. They're thrown in, all of the enemies are thrown into the same lion's den, and they're instantly torn apart. Darius sends a message. All the people in the kingdom are to fear and reverence Daniel's God. And so, we look and we realize that Babylon fell to the Medes and the Persians around 539 BC. Darius, a Mede, was given the jurisdiction of Babylon at the age of 62 in Daniel chapter 5, verse 31. Daniel had been taken into exile by the Babylonians around 605 BC, held in captivity for 70 years when Babylon was overtaken by the Medes and the Persians. He was likely in his 80s then. He must have been known by Darius, for Darius gave him an important role within the new kingdom. Daniel became one of the three principal administrators. He did an extraordinary job, for Darius decided to make him the head of the government under his authority. Daniel's position and promotion created animosity among all of the other officials in the province in Daniel's chapter 6, verses 6 and 7. And so they all devised a plot to get rid of him. They went to Darius. They requested that he enforce an edict that if anyone was found worshiping a god or a man except Darius for 30 days, that he would be thrown in the lion's den in Daniel chapter 6, verse 7. They knew Daniel's loyalty to the Lord, and that each day he prayed three times to the Lord as he went over to the window in his house, and he got down and prayed up to the Lord. But when Daniel defiled the king's decree of the law, all the officials went before Darius to inform him that Daniel had resisted the king's order. Daniel was subsequently thrown into the lion's den in Daniel chapter 6, verse 16. The king could not sleep that night. He hurried down to the lion's den at dawn, crying out in the hope of hearing Daniel's voice. In Daniel chapter 6, verses 18 through 20, Daniel replied that God's angel had shut the lion's mouth. In Daniel chapter 6, verses 21 through 22, removed from the den, Daniel was found to be unharmed. In Daniel chapter 6, verse 23, the king then ordered Daniel's accusers and their families to be thrown into the den, where they all perished. In Daniel chapter 6, verse 24, Darius sent word throughout all the kingdom that people should honor Daniel's God. In Daniel chapter 6, verses 25 through 27, after his deliverance, Daniel continually serving and on in the Persian court. And so we see the trap that is being set. And so here in verses 10 down to verse 14, that God is doing a great work. Because first of all, we look and we begin to realize that when Daniel learned that the order had been signed, he went home, and in an upstairs room of his house, there were windows that faced toward Jerusalem. And there, just as he had always done, he knelt down at the open windows. He prayed to God three times a day. And when Daniel's enemies observed him praying to God, boy, all of them went together to the king to accuse Daniel. And they said, "Your Majesty, you signed an order that for the next 30 days, anyone who requested anything from any god or from any human being except you would be thrown into a pit filled with lions." And so the king replied, "Yes, that is a strict order, a law of the Medes and the Persians, which cannot be changed." They said to the king, "Daniel, one of the exiles from Judah, does not respect your majesty or obey the order that you issued. He prays regularly three times a day." And when the king heard this, he was upset. He did his best to find some way to rescue Daniel. He kept trying until sunset. Then Daniel's enemies came back to the king and they said to him, "Your majesty knows that according to the laws of the Medes and the Persians, no order which the king issues can be changed." And so Daniel's faithfulness to the Lord was tested. He was forced to choose between his loyalty to God and his loyalty to the Persian government. Daniel was a true prayer warrior. He prayed three times a day, probably morning, noon, and evening. Psalms 55, 17. Seen throughout this great book, prayer was a big part of his life. He sought the Lord continually, day by day, as well as a special occasion in times of dire need. These are the times in which I'm reinventing prayer in my life. I'm having one of the most marvelous times. Oh God, I'm enjoying it. It's been a fantastic time to be able to get into the power of prayer. And when Daniel learned about the decree, he knew that he was facing a serious dilemma. If he failed to show that his first loyalty belonged to the new Persian government, he would be executed by being fed to the lions. On the other hand, if he compromised his commitment to the Lord by ceasing to pray, he would displease the Lord and lose the Lord's protection and guidance. And so his choice was between losing his life on earth or losing the Lord's daily presence. And so for Daniel, the decision was not that difficult, given that the Lord had always taken care of him, looking after meeting his every need. And so he made his choice, the choice of a courageous faith. He would obey the Lord rather than men. And so the law of God is higher than the laws of civil authority. When the law of the Persian government opposed the law of God, Daniel made a choice to obey the Lord. He refused to compromise his integrity and commitment to the Lord. He continued his daily prayer time. He went home to his upstairs room where the windows opened toward Jerusalem. And there was his daily place of prayer, because Solomon's temple had been located in Jerusalem, and the temple symbolized the very presence of the Lord on earth. And as was his custom, Daniel knelt and gave thanks to the Lord just as he had always done. But unknown to Daniel, at the time, a number of officials, they were spying on him. As witnesses of Daniel's violation, the officials wasted no time reminding the king of his decree and his penalty, and they confirmed that the law of the Medes and Persians was irrevocable. The decree stood. It could not be repealed. The king confirmed this fact. The officials felt that their plot was successful. They now had Daniel in a bind from which he could not escape. They made three charges against Daniel. That was that he was a Jewish loyalist, a man who gave his first loyalty to the Jews and to their gods. He committed treason, deliberately betraying the king and his law, and he continued to pray to his God three times a day. And when the king heard these charges, his reaction was not hostile as the officials had hoped. But instead of reacting against Daniel, the king became extremely distressed because he knew that he had been manipulated by these jealous con men, being carried out on the very eve of the arrest, for Darius had only until sundown to rescue him. The corrupt officials heard about the king's efforts to save Daniel. They rushed back into his presence. They reminded him that the law of the Medes and the Persians was irrevocable, and it could not be repealed, according to verse 15 of Daniel chapter 6. Daniel had to be executed. What an example Daniel is. Could you give yourself as an example of that? Consider how steadfast that he was in his daily prayer time. I thank God for David Franklin. Thank God for his time that he's been spending with me and my prayer time, and all of the things that he does for all of our association in Bartow County. What a tremendous blessing, Brother David Franklin. We send our blessings out to you. Also to our doctor, that is a tremendous blessing, Dr. Caroni. She is a wonderful prayer warrior and a great doctor and good friend. And I'm glad that we can talk about the power of prayer together, even when we come to her office for time of sickness. How many of us even have a daily time of prayer? How many of us consider the Lord important enough to set aside a daily time to worship, to share, and fellowship with Him? Because far many of us minimize prayer, turning to the Lord only in the times of need and desperation, like a spare tire. But not Daniel. He was steadfast, persevering in his commitment to seek the Lord. But you know what? The Bible says, ask and it shall be given you. Seek, ye shall find. Knock, it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh receiveth, and he that seeketh findeth. And to him that knocketh, it shall be opened. Because the Bible says, watch and pray that you enter not into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. And so, every one of us, have you asked nothing in my name? Ask and you shall receive, that your joy may be full. And so, Paul said, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the spirit, watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for the saints. And so, I'm glad that the Bible says, be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Amen. Pray without ceasing. And so, every one of us, we see the demonstration of trust. Amen. to be sober, to be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. Whom resist steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. And so, each and every one of us, we need to cleave unto the Lord. And so we see Daniel's faithfulness that is tested. He's a holy man. It's a picture of being steadfast in daily prayer in verses 10 down to verse 15. But then we also see Daniel's loyalty to the Lord that's rewarded. He's as a heavenly band is put upon the holy man. And we see a picture of God's power to deliver his people in verses 16 down to verse 28, because the king gave orders for Daniel to be taken and thrown in to the pit filled with lions. And he said to Daniel, may your God, whom you serve so loyally, rescue you. And a stone was put over the mouth of the pit. The king placed his own royal seal and the seal of his nobleman on the stone so that no one could rescue Daniel. And the king returned to the palace. He spent a sleepless night without food or any form of entertainment. And at dawn, the king got up. He hurried down to the lion's pit. When he got there, he called out anxiously, Daniel, servant of the living God, was the God you serve so loyally able to save you from the lions? And Daniel answered, may your majesty live forever. God sent his angel to shut the mouths of the lions so that they would not hurt him. He did all of those things. And so I'm glad that each and every one of us, this is because he knew that he was innocent and because he had not wronged anyone nor the king. And so the king was overjoyed. He gave orders for Daniel to be pulled out of the pit. And they pulled him up and they saw that he had not been hurt at all, for he had trusted God Almighty. The king gave orders to arrest all those who had accused Daniel. He had them thrown in together with all their wives, children, into the pit filled with lions. And before they even reached the bottom of the pit, the lions pounced on them, broke their bones. And King Darius wrote to the people of all the nation, races, and languages on the earth in greetings. I command that throughout my entire empire, everyone should fear and respect Daniel's God. He's the living God and he will rule forever. His kingdom will never be destroyed and his power will never come to an end. He saves, he rescues, he performs, he wonders and miracles in heaven and on earth. He saved Daniel from being killed by the lions, and Daniel prospered during the reign of Darius and the reign of Cyrus the Persian. You know, Daniel was loyal to the Lord, and he was greatly rewarded. The Lord delivered him from the lion's den. What happened next is one of the most suspenseful dramas that's ever been recorded in the Word of God. Darius pronounced the sentence. Daniel was thrown into the lion's den. It was a touching scene. The king spoke to Daniel and expressed the wish that his God would rescue him. The king was aware of Daniel's faithfulness to the Lord, and for some reason, the king believed that Daniel's God could rescue him from the lions. Boy, I thank God. I wonder if the White House believed in the power of prayer, that they would call on people across this nation to help them pray for the situations that are happening around this country right now. Daniel had been thrown into the lion's den. The king had placed a stone over the den's mouth. And then a royal seal of the signet was put on it so no one could interfere. And so, how troubled Darius was. And the surprise that at first light of dawn, Darius rushed to the lion's den. He had ordered the seal to be broken, for when he arrived at the den, he immediately called out to Daniel in the hope that he was still alive. And he wanted to know if Daniel's God had been able to deliver him from the lions. Boy, the angel of protection that came down and it watered over him. The joy that flooded the king's heart. The king's reaction. This is one of those stories I've heard so many times in my life. And yet, although Daniel was at least 80 years at the time of this event, he continued to serve faithfully during the reign of Darius, who ruled over Babylon, and Cyrus, who ruled over the empire. And throughout the remaining years of his life, he continued to prosper under the guidance of the Lord. Soon after Daniel's amazing deliverance from the lions, Cyrus released the Jewish exiles, and he allowed them to return to the promised land under the leadership of Zerubbabel. And through this miracle, the Jewish exiles knew that the power of God was at their disposal. If they placed their trust in him, he would look after them. No matter who or what stood against them, the Lord would deliver them and give them the strength to overcome and rebuild their cities, communities, their homes, and their temples. What a lesson for us. If we truly trust the Lord, He will deliver us through the trials of life. No matter what opposition or persecution that we face, the Lord will give us the strength to overcome all because we trust Him, and the Lord's power will carry us through any and all of the trials that we go through in life. Amen. And so, I'm glad that each and every one of us, when we look and we begin to realize of what God is doing in our lives, amen, God is doing some powerful things that as we look and realize that as this magnificent demonstration of trust that we see here of what is taking place, that Daniel has a message for God's people today who are being attacked by the enemy and suffering because of their righteous stand. Whether we face the fiery furnace or the roaring lion, we're in the Lord's care. And He will work out His divine purposes for His glory as we cast all our care upon Him, for He cares for us. Father, thank You for the many times that the lions are close by. Lord, we can feel the breath of the lions on our faces. Lord, we know that, Father, that the trap that the enemy sets for us and the doors become shut. But, Father, I thank You that each and every one of us as we go forward, that, God, that we would begin to look to You for all things. Just as Daniel trusted You, Lord, I pray that, Lord, even in the lion's den, that reminds us that we can trust God in all of our circumstances. Others, Lord, they may try to limit our worship or discourage us from taking our faith too seriously. But, Lord, when we face persecution and death for our faith, we can trust that God knows our situation, that will act in our situation to bring honor to Himself as we remain faithful to Him. Lord, I know, may You never leave us nor forsake us. And we're so thankful that, God, that we can look to You as each and every one of us, the demonstration of trust from someone like Daniel. Someone like Daniel, Lord, that a man of a picture of a holy man, steadfast in daily prayer. And Father, we see not only that, but we see that picture, not only of a holy man that's faithfully tested, but Daniel's loyalty to the Lord that's rewarded, a picture of God's power to deliver His people. In God's mighty word we pray. Amen.